Navigating the complex landscape of .hazardous material training requirements. The transportation of hazardous materials is an essential but potentially dangerous part of our modern world. Whether it's chemicals, gases, explosives, or radioactive materials, the safe transport of these substances is crucial to protect both human lives and the environment. To ensure this safety, the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, has established stringent regulations and requirements for the training of individuals involved in the transportation of hazardous materials. In this blog, we will delve into the details of DOT hazardous material training requirements, understanding their significance, and the various aspects involved. Why are DOT hazardous material training requirements important? The importance of DOT hazardous material training cannot be overstated. Mishandling hazardous materials during transportation can have catastrophic consequences, ranging from accidents, spills, leaks, fires, and even explosions. These incidents not only endanger lives but can lead to extensive environmental damage and costly cleanup operations. Therefore, the DOT's stringent regulations on training are aimed at reducing these risks to the minimum possible extent. Key aspects of DOT hazardous material training requirements. One, who needs training? The DOT regulations require that anyone who handles hazardous materials in transportation must receive appropriate training. This includes employees of shippers, carriers, and those involved in packaging, labeling, and documentation of hazardous materials. Two, types of training. There are different levels of training required based on an individual's specific responsibilities. The two primary types of training are a general awareness/familiarization training. This training is essential for all employees who may encounter hazardous materials during their work. It covers the basic understanding of hazardous materials, their risks, and general safety precautions. B. Function-specific training. This level of training is tailored to specific job roles and includes in-depth knowledge of how to handle hazardous materials safely. This can vary significantly depending on the specific responsibilities, such as loading, unloading, shipping, or operating specialized equipment. 3. Initial and recurrent training. The DOT regulations stipulate that new employees must receive training within 90 days of employment or their assignment to hazardous material tasks and courses for training. Furthermore, recurrent training is required every 3 years to ensure that employees stay up to date with the latest regulations and safety practices. 4. Hazardous Material Training Plan. Employers must develop and maintain a written hazardous materials training plan. This plan should outline the specific training requirements for each job function, including the topics to be covered, training methods, and documentation procedures. 5. Testing and certification. Employees must be tested on their knowledge of hazardous materials, and they must achieve a passing score to be considered adequately trained. A record of this testing, along with certifications, must be maintained by the employer. 6. Emergency response training. In addition to general training, employees who are likely to witness or respond to hazardous material incidents must receive specialized emergency response training. This includes knowing how to implement emergency procedures, use safety equipment, and respond effectively in the event of an incident. 7. Security awareness training. In the post-9/11 era, security concerns related to the transportation of hazardous materials have become a top priority. Security training classes spread awareness that is essential to safeguard against acts of terrorism, theft, or sabotage involving hazardous materials. 8. Documentation and record keeping. Employers are required to maintain records of training for each employee. These records should include the employee's name, job title, training date, and the content of the training. Retaining these records is essential for regulatory compliance and for demonstrating that employees have been adequately trained. Penalties for non-compliance. Failure to comply with DOT hazardous material training requirements can lead to severe consequences, including civil penalties, fines, and even imprisonment. The fines can range from thousands to millions of dollars, depending on the nature and severity of the violation. Conclusion. The safe transportation of hazardous materials is a matter of paramount importance. Hazardous material training requirements exist to protect lives and the environment, and to ensure that hazardous materials are transported securely and responsibly. These regulations are not to be taken lightly. They must be understood, implemented, and continuously adhered to by all parties involved in the transportation of hazardous materials. Taking online training courses is vital. Failure to do so can result in significant legal and financial consequences, and more importantly, it can endanger the well-being of individuals and the planet. Therefore, investing in proper training and compliance is not only a legal obligation but a moral and ethical responsibility as well.